Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May 30th. The grains closed lower, with July corn down 6.5 cents, closing at 393.5. July beans down 7.5 cents, closing at 1023. And July wheat down 14.5 cents, closing at 522. Well, the market seemed to be more impressed with the crop ratings than anything else. We're so far ahead in these ratings that it's hard to think that we're not off to one of the best starts in history out here. Could we pick up a few more corn acres because they've caught up and things look good? And it's certainly possible out here. But the market's focusing on the weather. It totally discounted the weaker dollar today, totally discounted the Brazilian truck strike. The truck strike looks like it's got no real end in sight. That should be helpful to U.S. exports out here. It'll take at least a week for them to get back in the swing of things once the strike is over. The Argentinians are still having problems, but none of that mattered for the grains. The dryness around much of the world remains, but again, that didn't affect the wheat. The lower dollar didn't help the wheat. So it was just funds looking to get out of some corn and bean positions here before the end of the month. The funds are short a little bit of wheat. Obviously, they added that here today. They were long as of Tuesday night of a week ago, but I think they've since gotten short, and I think they're a little bit short now. I think the funds are still long 150,000, 60,000 contracts of corn. I think they're long 75,000, 80,000 contracts of beans. So right now, the condition of the crop is weighing on the market more than anything else. Until we see some evidence that we're picking up business, I suppose the easiest path is lower. July corn closing under $4 and well under $4 certainly wasn't helpful. Once we closed over it, we shouldn't have closed back under it, and that can be a little bit bearish here. Now, maybe this is just a one-day blowout, and if we could close right back over $4 tomorrow, that would be helpful. That seems pretty unlikely. The president is just going back and forth on this Chinese deal. I mean, it is causing so much havoc in these markets. I wish he would stick to one story and just do what he's going to do. You know, maybe he's posturing and he's the great deal maker, but he certainly isn't helping the American farmer out here. Though I do have to admit, when things look better and he talks about the trade war being over, we get rallies to sell grains, which is fine. But I think for the overall farming community, this volatility isn't very good out here. So when it's all said and done, I think the markets are going to continue to watch the weather. Can we turn hot and dry June 1st? We've seen it before. Hopefully we can see it again to try to get some more steam into these markets. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.